Now some Roots Radio Music News. I'm Craig Havockhurst.
All righty, how's everyone doing today?
After 2 years in Chicago, CD Baby's DIY Musician Conference moved to Nashville, where it sold out its nearly 1,500 slots this past weekend. At panels and talks over 3 days, indie artists focused on monetizing YouTube video, strategic use of Spotify, and other hardcore aspects of making a living in today's cultural digital maelstrom. This wide scope on the whole career shows how CD Baby has grown up as it approaches its 20th anniversary next year. Launched by now famous artist-entrepreneur Derek Sivers in 1998, CD Baby quickly became the leading platform for indie artists to sell CDs and merchandise online. As music went digital, the company stayed ahead of the curve.
$1 out of every 10 is that the artist earns is associated with a physical product, and $9 out of every 10 is somehow digital, either a download or a stream.
That's Tracy Maddox, the company's CEO for the past 5 years. In that time, he says CD Baby has had to continue to evolve, and the direction has all been about data.
Distribution is almost a commodity. It's not that hard to get bits from point A to point B, from the artist to a place like Spotify. But what's really hard is to drive those tools of control and decision-making back to the artist.
Maddox says he hopes artists walked away from the weekend's conference with optimism, tempered by a realistic sense of what it takes to sustain a career.
You've got to harness the tools of promotion. You've got to go on tour, build a fan base. You have to perform live. You have to communicate with fans using social media. If you do all those things, your likelihood of success is much greater than at any time in the past.
You can hear my uncut 10-minute interview with Terry Maddox at WMOT.org.